Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. Good morning. Where are you on this wonderful, wonderful planet? You know what? We're in the Northwest, and guess what? The weather's good for a change. It's almost hot out. It's been about 6 months since we've had that, so that's very, very nice. So this is Veronica Entwistle, quite happy because I do shine in the sunshine, and shining, according to Aravinda, who is one of my client guests, not clients, one of my guests, and is an amazingly enlightened man. He talked a lot about, on the show where I interviewed him, he talked a lot about being, instead of being identified with who we are and deciding who we want to be and being identified with it. It's like I'm having an awful rattle in my headset here. Anyway, instead of that, he says that what we want to do is shine ourselves, be in our shining. So he was talking about enlightening things, and I think he was talking about enshining things. He said that faith, for example, is a wonderful attribute. And when you have it, no matter what you're going through and stuff, it is a part of the shine that you have and that we move forward. I'm talking about radiance by design here, choosing all the various ways we can consciously radiate onto the planet, into the collective and into the world, and radiating consciously or shining the true self, the beingness of ourselves, shining forward. I love that. Really makes a difference on the planet. When we can do that, when we can send our energy ahead of us and really make it be in integrity and truth, in love, it's contagious is what it is. That's what I keep talking about in this show week after week, and a lot of you call in and you're talking about it too. So everything we talk about is how do you release what blocks the flow of high-frequency energies. How do we make our, how do we heighten our energy? How do we raise our frequencies like a capo on a guitar? How do we raise our frequencies so that we can consciously put it into the world on a higher level? How do we recognize the darker frequencies and move them out? How do we break open those packages of old frequencies that are in our bodies, that are programs and patterns that keep us running old, you know, limiting programs? We were talking about it in the household here earlier about how, you know, past life memories and so on will have quite an impact on us. So in the second chakra, or maybe even in your heart chakra, who knows, you'll have defeat registered from some time in the past or some experience that you went through in your soul's journey. And that will create sort of a nugget of darker frequencies holding itself in and limiting who you are in the world, and it will limit your ability to be extremely successful in that which you wish to manifest in this lifetime. And we're all here, all of you listening to this show and many other people as well are alive on the planet at this time in order to participate in a huge leap, a huge shift on the collective, a shift that's going to actually move us hopefully on. You know, we've always heard that there can be heaven on earth and that we can be a participant in creating that. But actually, the shift is all about moving out of a security-styled pattern, an economic pattern, which means so many people have to be poor and a few people gravitate to the top and they fight like mad to keep it and there are wars and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, that's going to all break apart if we work it right, if we move it with the right kind of consciousness, the kind of consciousness which expands for one and for all and passes on these shinings or these radiances that really ignite one another. You know what it's like if you're with somebody. There are certain people. My first paradigm shifter on this show, my 5 o'clock show, was an old friend of mine named Randy Masters. And I laughed years ago. I used to call him the activator. Because whenever I talked to him, I would feel evoked inside. Part of me would wake up, and I would start moving where I might have been stuck. Well, I want to be that, too. So, and I've noticed through the years, those of us who do a lot of energy work and so on, we're talking to somebody whose face is maybe droopy, and then you watch their face light up and move on. All that is just the frequencies moving through, and you can do this, too. And today we're going to be talking about bringing in higher frequency energies from the unseen. Or we're also going to talk about whatever you call in about, or we're going to talk about bringing in influences from beings, masters, from guides and angels, from old connections who have moved to the other side. We're going to talk about anything we want to talk about that has to do with bringing that which is the unseen in through ourselves to move through and become, if you will, activated into a much higher frequency level. So we always start off with a meditation, and I like to start with the structure. I like to start with the structures and as the guides. I have to say I'm being disrupted here because I have a very dear friend who used to call into the show quite a bit, and then she transited. She moved to the other side, and she's standing in front of me right now from the other side. And, of course, I've been calling in connection with the other side, so there you have it. So bless your heart, Anne. I see this woman. She's laughing, she's smiling, and she's enjoying the show. And it's all I'm getting now, but we might hear from her again. But isn't that fun that she should show up in the middle of my description? So one of the things about the structures that the guides are saying is that if you set the structures up, and instead of just having the golden ball at the top and that filament of light running down from the top right down through our spine into the lower golden ball, imagine instead you have two golden balls above, perhaps 2 to 4 miles above your head, and those two golden balls are apart just a teeny bit, okay? Because they are creating a funnel effect in our structure. So we can bring through high-frequency energies and bring them through consciously from the universe, from Creator Spirit, all that is. So let's create above your head, 2 to 4 miles, two golden balls. And they're very, very small distance apart, one from the other. And there they are. And now below your spine, about 40 feet, one golden ball. And I want you to drop a filament of light. Let's see that it starts at both golden balls, and then it entwines as it goes down in through the top of your head, down through the spine, and into the lower golden ball. Perfect. Now let's, for fun, go back to the earliest structures we used to do, we would have a series of golden balls going around about waist height, maybe 20 feet out from the body. Good. You can kind of feel their presence, can't you? And then from the upper golden balls, drop a many, 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 many tiny filaments, just hair-like filaments of pink light, and have them drop to that circle of golden balls that surround your body so that you've got like a canopy. And then you do the same thing from the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball. Many, many, many filaments of light which create an upside-down canopy. Isn't it beautiful? I'm creating mine in pink, but it seems to have a gold shimmer to it as well. What's yours got? You can phone in and tell me in a while. All right, now inside of that, we want to create a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of our little canopy structure. It's quite soft today, our structure. And then inside that, there you are. And you're in a, shall we do the disc? Let's do the disc this time. It looks like a little spaceship. And you're inside that spaceship. And you're spinning and spinning and spinning. You're spinning and spinning and feeling. Great. Now we're going on to the crystalline grid. And then we're going to place yourself up on the grid somehow that you want to be. I always like to be multidimensional. And maybe this is the best time to call in through that great hole at the top between those two beautiful golden balls. Let's call in these filaments of light. And we're going to call in. You can choose any colors you want, but I'll call the colors just to keep this thing organized. Let's call in. I want a bright turquoise, sparkling filament of light to come in. And I want to drop it right into my body, my multidimensional little body up on the grid. That's right. And what does that feel like? And have it run right through your body. Now let's bring a red one. I'm doing these in random order. Let's do a red one. What does that feel like, running into your body? Let's do a golden one. And now a pink filament of light, draw it in through the top of your head. An orange one. And green. And I want you to remember this in the future because you can, for example, when you're talking to people and you want to improve kind of an interaction with people, you can draw, you can call forth, ask for help and guidance from Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit and your angels and guides, whoever you work with. You can call in one of these little filaments of light and really, it's like acupuncture, and it's a little more subtle, isn't it? And you can actually prod someone so they activate, so they actually feel the difference inside of themselves. It's a wonderful art to learn, and it's something you can do, bringing the unseen into the scene. Now, well, let's move to a project. I love that. Just let that dance go on and on. Now, let's move to a project that you want to create. And what is the project? I've got one, but I'm not telling you what it is. It's a big secret, right? What's yours? And let's see the people coming to you that are going to help you with the project, the kind of people that are going to help you market it. But if it's like a home and family and that sort of thing, you don't want to market it too much. But maybe you'll have people come in to advise or support or introduce you or whatever. So you're going to see the various beings who help with your project come in, and you're going to see it evolve, and you're going to see it like a movie, and it's going to create itself. And you see it evolving and taking on light. Ooh, it's really effective. Oh, my. And you see it being, you see the resources coming to sustain it or that it will create if it's a business that you're creating. Or if it's a book, you see it being able to be marketed. No, keep going. And now let's wrap it in light and move to the Galactic Healing Center. I love the Galactic Healing Center. It's so much fun. And you have there, we're going to call in our healing team. That's it. And we never know who they are and what they're going to look like until they show up. Although I have a friend in Costa Rica, actually. She always saw the people that she knows there that are working on her project. So that's fine, too. And I see vibrational beings. And sometimes I see beings that are strangely shaped. I imagine I could call them ETs or something. And they have, a couple of times, even at a healing circle I was doing, some of the people were getting beings with sort of a large, like a vacuum, kind of a long nose, like an elephant's nose. It was like a vacuum hose. And beings that had several different sets of arms and legs. And in any case, they can all duplicate themselves as they want, so we can shift from one healing situation to another. And now so take a look at who the beings are that are coming in the name of consciousness. And then you've got your table. This is the healing table. And put yourself on the table first and then ask them, what is it I need for healing? And talking about the vacuum, apparently I need to have this vacuum action pulling feelings out of my body mind, because that's what they're doing. Good, that feels good. Yeah, and I'm feeling very peaceful. That's it. Now it's interesting because I'm getting a real buzz in my body where they're doing the work. Okay. And then ask for a little bit of advice for yourself. Good work. And now wrap that whole scenario in light so it can continue even though we've moved to someone else. And now we're putting someone else on the table. Sometimes somebody just shows up, but I'm choosing a woman who I know quite well, and she's just been diagnosed with pretty severe ovarian cancer. So we're going to put her there and see what they have to say for her. See her lying on the table. Now this one is in quite a bit of resistance, so, you know, she has a right to her resistance. Okay. So you just follow what happens there. And you ask them to do the work that's allowed, and if she doesn't want it, that's okay. But she's allowed to say that. All right. And when you feel that one's done as much as possible, and this one's resisting, so I'm doing something very small, and then we're going to wrap it in light, make sure we don't intrude on her space or her decision. And now we have another one. And this one's very enthusiastic. Now this one has a, you don't talk much because you won't build a concentrator on your own, so we'll talk about it after. And that one went very, very well. And ask them to continue, please, in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. And to speak to this one about any advice that you have. Okay. And then wrap her and lie, wrap the whole scenario, including our team. Remember, they can duplicate themselves. And have them continue with that. And now something political. What is it you want to see done politically? Okay, also we send light to Mr. Obama at that point and his family and the administration that he's working with. But now what do you see politically that you like? And now take pink light from your chest and send it out to all the hot spots, the difficult spots in the world where people are having pain, war, suffering, the economic inequities are keeping us very poor or without. So some poor countries are really happy, I hear. I don't remember, was it Tonga? Anyway, you'll see the pink light going to these various places and inducing, fomenting harmony as you go. Activating, we'll use that term again, activating harmony throughout all these different places. And I tend to want to be sending pink light to places of power like the legislative buildings in England and in Washington and Ottawa and on the various places around the world where they have places of government or power control and ruling places. And let's just infuse them with an activating pink energy. Let's activate their growth and expansion. And then wrap it all in light and come bring the pink light back into your chest. Into your heart, drop back down into your spinning disc and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And now you can come back into this room with me. To me, that was a very powerful healing session. And I noticed that this one who was resisting, everybody who you take into the healing room has a right to stop that process, you know. It's like when you're having a difficulty with someone and you want to go into your higher self and go over and talk to their higher self, they can reject you. They have a right to do that. But you can still back up and send higher energy and higher light to them, you don't intrude and start to do healing stuff that is not welcome. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and what I want to talk to you about today is stuff we've been talking about for quite a while, which is working with the unseen, working with the unseen to change your lives. And what we do in the structures is so much of that. And I noticed that when we brought in all those lights, those filaments of light, I mean, to me, I could feel the weight, the pulse, the warmth and cold of different colors. We really have an amazing potential as human beings, most of which we don't even know. We don't even realize that we're just these infinite, crazy beings that could be much freer than we think we are because we can create and design. We keep hearing that this is a period of time which is about awakening. And I never really believed that we were enslaved, but I do now, you know. I believe that with the influences that come to us and knowing how empathic we are and how we exchange energies one from the other, I believe that we are marketed to be less vibrant, less intelligent, and less authentic. I really believe that that's a kind of a design to kind of keep us well behaved. I'm not going to get too far into it, but I think some of the uses have been like religion. And who knows where all of that started, because I so believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in healing, and I believe in spiritual principles. But I don't believe, and how many of you have seen Doubt recently? That's a good one to see. But I don't really believe that the religious institutions did too much to foment our authenticity, or shall I go back to my term I use when I think of Randy Masters, who I forgot to mention is a great musical healer, teacher kind of guy. But anyway, they don't do very much to activate people. They do a lot to keep everybody kind of orderly, to control the masses. There's a very interesting awakening in my vernacular, my way of thinking and talking. And I know that David Icke and Marciniak and all these different people who have been big speakers about this for a long time have brought these things up. But I personally resisted the concept that we were enslaved. And now I think we have been. And I think we're waking up and moving on out of it. But I think it's a choice that we have to make. I think we're learning that we can make that choice if we want to. So what do you think about that? I'm going to give you the numbers and hope that you're going to call in. Oh, incidentally, I asked Shay, I asked about whether or not you can Skype. And apparently the deal is that you have, if you want to Skype your questions in, you have to send a message first, an instant message to Seth. And it's BBS Radio is the address, BBS Radio. And you, when you tell him that you're going to Skype in, then he sets it up. Otherwise, it doesn't come through, and I gather it wouldn't come on the air otherwise. So there has to be a pre-plan there. Are you ready to handle that? what was it I wanted to do here? A lot of us have heard a lot about manifesting, talking about manifesting and making things happen in our lives, and I was talking about enslavement, you know. And when you're manifesting, using a higher frequency energy is really crucial. You can manifest really well through envisioning and through the structures, through using crystals to conduct higher frequency energies, and through clearing out your own body mind. I want to spend 2 minutes here to say, watch what you eat. I'm not preaching straight vegetarianism or anything, because I haven't yet figured out a way to become a vegetarian, which to me would be ideal, but I don't have it all planned, so I don't seem to be able to balance myself well enough to cope. But I'm telling you that I really believe that there's an economic drive to keep us full of additives and so on. I think it keeps the kids it keeps the kids having ADD, strange thoughts, all kinds of weird addiction tendencies, cravings, and so on. I think it keeps us enslaved. It prepares us beautifully for drugs. I don't think that, yeah. So I just want to say that. So then I was reading something from Powers Within, Selections from the Works of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, And I love this. I just flipped it open before the show saying, okay, give me a little tidbit that I can talk about. And it said here, this is from the mother. For those of you who don't know, Aurobindo and the mother, I think they were a relationship, but they both, oh, goody, I'll take your call in 1 minute. But they both became so enlightened and they began to work together as Sri Aurobindo and the mother. So what she says is, when you're caught in a difficulty, try this method. Instead of becoming agitated, turning over ideas and actively seeking solutions, worrying, fretting, running here and there inside your head. I don't mean externally, for externally you've probably had enough common sense not to do that. But inside of your head, remain quiet. And this is the part I like. And according to your nature, with ardor or peace, with intensity or widening or all of these together, implore the light and wait for it to come. In this way, your path will be considerably shortened. I thought that was such a nice, pithy, succinct line, but what I loved is it says, and according to your nature, with ardor or peace, with intensity or widening. So then I sat here for a minute and went inside my brain, and I was imagined widening. I loved that, widening. And you know, it gave me a very odd sense of having a vaulted inner with so much potential. And then I started the show, so we'll see if I've become enlightened. Probably not quite yet. We'll see. So welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jonquil.
Hey, Jonquil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm sitting here in also beautiful Oregon with my friend Donna Rowland. And
oh,
we
good.
Just did this meditation. This is, I think this is Donna's first time listening to your show.
Hi, Donna.
And,
welcome to the show.
I don't have a speakerphone feature on the phone, so I'm going to hand her the phone so she can hear you, but I'm asking on her behalf. That whole idea of hearing or understanding when help comes for finding, in her case, where should she look for a place to live? And her situation is unsolved at this time, so it's a matter of where to go, what's the right thing, the best place to look for energy help in finding the place to live.
Well, it's sort of interesting because what I see right away is that she has several women around helping her. And Donna is kind of, you know, when we go through, this is what I'm seeing right now, when we go through a huge crisis, we have to come apart. It's part of our deal. It's the really important aspect. I feel like she's beginning to put together the new level and the new qualities of self. And through this, there's going to be, and she may have a very temporary living accommodation, looks like a motorhome or something, and very temporary living accommodation. Oh, I remember. Jonquil and I did have a talk about this a little while back, and what I'm seeing is the possibility of today of her being temporarily in a motorhome, and then there's a little job which has a training. There's a training job. She's going to have to move for that. It's not that far, but there's a training and a support for her as she goes through the first little phases, and I feel like it comes through word of mouth. She's already in the system that it's going to take, but I just want to remind her that she's getting stronger, and the new Donna is being reformatted, and that radiance within itself is enough to start introducing you to different people, if you know what I mean. And that the temporary digs that you seem to have right beside someone's house, that's why I think it's a motorhome, it will give you the place to keep stabilizing who you are and then step forward. It's kind of a new career, but it's more like a very short course. And then something, it's got to do with something very creative and artistic. It's probably not the most lucrative in the world, but it will be sufficient. And so that's coming up, but it's not immediate. But my reminder is, you've almost come to the point where the new Donna is ready to step forward into the world, and the world will recognize that. So I want to say to you, if you can hear me, bless your heart. You've done a great job. I see that you were just ripped a while back. But your healing is bringing you not to a revivification, that's a big word, isn't it? of the old Donna, but a new level, almost a new skin and a new floor in you, and it will be very much rewarded. You'll be working and be appreciated. You'll be helping people and guiding people. And I think, yeah, people. It might be families or families and animals and people or something, but there's people. And it's not counseling so much, but it's something that you'll do. It might even be a healing force, but there's something very artistic in it. So you'll discover that.
It would be a what?
What?
I'm sorry, what did you say that it might be?
I said it's some sort of a healing thing, but it's also got an artistic aspect to it. So I'm not quite sure what it is. It's sort of something new, but it works in a like a family sense, meaning it's not just one thing. It will be like if it, I don't know, it has something to do with art, something to do with people and helping people, but it's not straight counseling, and sometimes there are animals involved. And it's going to take a couple of maybe two-week courses, but you're going to hear from someone and be brought into it. And I don't think it's going to be very hard, and it's not going to be very long. Yeah, and I just want to honor you, Donna, that you've done quite a bit of the healing that you needed to do. And it's never an accident on the planet that what you've been through is your, what I guess Lazarus would call it, maybe this is a bigger version of the wounding. And it's through that that you find the real Donna. And through that you find the service that you give. I know you're a bit lonely, but you won't be lonely in a while. Does that help a little bit?
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, I know. So, yes, do you have anything else you want to ask?
No, not right now. I'll have to think about all this.
All right, we'll probably talk again.
All right, thank you.
Bless your heart and good luck. I know you don't need luck. You just need to keep unfolding.
Okay. All right.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. And bye, Jonquil. So call in, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of you are already working with the unseen. Some of you are having visions. Some of you are doing your manifestation. But remember, a lot of the work that we're doing, oh, and I mentioned the food on purpose, because if we're eating a lot of, for example, preservatives, what happens in the brain pattern is so interesting. People like me can actually see it, and I'm sure some of you can too. In the brain, there are these fast little sparky things that go from one part of the brain to the other. And people who are under that kind of influence, it is kind of like a drug in that it can't allow that people can be in their authentic nature and in their expanded self. You can't be activated in a whole way. You can only be activated in kind of fractured ways. So I'm saying that. I'm starting to get on my bandwagon here on purpose, so there. So I hope you'll forgive me and enjoy it. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you doing, darling?
Good, thanks.
Good. Me too.
Pardon me?
Me too.
Good. I was just going to ask.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, actually, I can hear you better than I usually can. I mean, you're not screaming, but I can hear you. I have a job. I garden at in the household, and I was wondering if the new people are going to keep me or what.
I think they are, actually.
Oh, good.
You have to be really nice to them because, for some reason, she's kind of edgy right now.
Oh, really? He's a realtor. Maybe that's why.
Oh, that's probably why. That's probably exactly why. But the reason I said that is because it's very easy when somebody's edgy to turn
to push
them in another
over.
Direction.
Right.
Make sure she's not eating junk food.
Do you see any other jobs?
I do, actually. I see two of them, and they're probably neighbors.
Which is exactly what I've been asking for, is two jobs.
Well, these two seem to be neighbors, meaning one tells the other, and then you end up going back and forth.
Oh.
And that's good for you.
Yes, that's great. And one last little quickie is Tony somebody that, you know...
You want to know if he's going to activate you?
Yeah, if he's interested in coming my way, I don't know, you know, if he is or I don't know.
Just a sec, okay?
Pardon me?
Just hang on a sec. I've got to find him and say, give me one more description about him besides that he's Tony. Is he tall?
He's a building contractor.
Yeah, he's nice, actually.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know what, I think he sparks with you, but he's got some determination to be kind of alone right now.
Oh, really? Because he had a girlfriend for a while, and I didn't know if he still had a girlfriend.
I don't think so, Vicki. I think what it is he's like,
tired of it. Oh, so he's like in between, and I wouldn't want him then anyway. How about after that?
I don't know whether he'll go back. He's in one of those states. I don't know whether he'll go back to her or not. But if you waited a while, if you became his friend, this would be a good time to be his friend. He needs a friend.
Okay. Yeah.
He needs somebody to laugh and play with because he's taking himself a little too seriously.
Oh, yeah, he's very fun. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he needs to play.
Oh, I'll be happy to volunteer.
And remember this, everybody. Playing is so good for us because if we can laugh and play, we can change really fast. We can.
Well, and it raises your vibration. That's the reason that book, Laugh Yourself Well, helped.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that book. Is it good?
Well, it's old. It's an ancient book. It's years and years ago, like even, you know, when metaphysics wasn't popular and it was called Laugh Yourself Well. And somebody cured themselves of cancer by just deciding to watch comedy shows.
Yeah, it was Norman Cousins. I know that story.
Yeah.
It was called The Anatomy of an Illness, I think.
Book. I believe it's just because, you know, makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy raises your vibration.
Well, you know what's really funny about this little conversation, Vicki, is I was just online and I was looking at some articles on laughter and how it shifts your body biochemistry.
Oh, yes. They say that laughing stuff out is the same as crying it out, but I'd rather laugh it out, you know.
Yeah, well, there's somebody who's doing a lot with breast cancer and all kinds of cancer therapies, and this woman had gone in and said to the doctor, I wonder if you could wear a clown's nose, and she always dressed up with boas when she went for therapy.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit of articles, which I'm going to go back and read. I don't know much about them, but they're really good. So these whole clinics are running like that.
I mean, don't we all just kind of automatically want to just instinctively cheer people up when they're down?
Yeah, and I also noticed this, that when people are undergoing extreme pressure, like when somebody's dying in a hospital and all these people are around there trying to keep them company and all that, usually coffee breaks are hilarious. People are howling with laughter, and
yes,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
we
need
that. You know, it gets you through, doesn't it?
That's probably a good thing to think about as far as new ways to make money is that right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'd even laugh at that.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, darling. Well, let us know. I expect a call from you letting us know how many gardening jobs you have and whether Tony's a good laugher.
Oh, got it. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye. That's the other thing about laughter is that when you're working with your guides and angels, beings from the unseen, it really raises our frequency, and we can be blissful and we can be ecstatic, and oftentimes they will make you laugh. And they laugh at a lot of our antics. Like sometimes when I'm really going this way, going that way, trying to figure things out, the guides laugh. They'll scritch the top of my head, scritch, scritch, scritch. And then they'll laugh and say, we are enjoying your antics, dear one. And it always cracks me up. It doesn't matter what kind of situation is going on. It's fun to do metaphysics. Sometimes it is hilarious. They were drawing little visions and we're sending each other messages by U-mail, I call it. Oh, my goodness. We're very busy out there and having a good time. So I don't know if I need to give the numbers, but I don't think I ever have yet, and I better do that just in case some of you haven't heard. From the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. From Canada, it's 888-810-8322, and the direct line is 530-876-3222, and by that beep, I know somebody beat me to all this. One more thing is if you want to Skype in, please BBS Radio Skype message, send a message to Seth and say you wanted to Skype in, and he'll set it up. All right, good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Who am I talking to?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Do you have a question for me? Are you working with your angels? You got strong angels around you, girl.
Yeah, I've got a lot of those.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is, yeah. My question is, I had a dramatic awakening in September of last year.
Okay.
And for the last few months now, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I'm seeing through the air. It's the only way I can describe what my eyes. I'm just wondering what that is all about.
Does that mean that you feel like you're looking at the air and then whatever's beyond it?
I'm not seeing what's beyond it. I'm just seeing kind of like, you know, like say if I look, most people see clear. It's like I'm starting to see like through air or energy, or I don't even like, I'm just not sure how to even describe it. I just know it's very different from what I used to see.
And tell me how bright it is.
Well, I quite often I can feel when the angels are around me because I can just, it just feels like I just feel like light all around me. And
mm-hmm.
usually it only happens at my own home, but I went for a message night at a spiritual church. And that was the first time that I've actually felt it, where I was like, you know, outside of my own home, where I felt very strong presence of, you know, spirit like that. Where was it? Where it actually like, where I'm not seeing things, but just like, just the air. It's just like, it's, I just don't know how to describe it.
So would you say that you're sensing things through the air?
Here,
I'll tell you what I'm seeing, okay? And then we'll see if we can get to the common description part.
Okay.
What I feel like is that you're awakened. I don't know what your awakening is. Maybe we better talk about that. But what I'm seeing is that, you know how if, when fire is burning outside and you look above it and the air is shimmering,
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing in you is that you're beginning to break down in your knowing what the frequencies all are that make up reality. It's a weird thing, and I'm seeing it with brightness and darkness and colors and lines.
Yeah.
I see a lot of weird things myself, actually.
Yeah.
I often think I think I can see the molecules of air, which I don't tell
anyone. Well, I know, that's why, like, that's what I mean. Like, it's just, like, sometimes I'm just like, hey, like, it's just, like, I don't even know how to describe it. The only thing I can, like, when I try to describe it, it's like, that's what I'm seeing. Like, I'm not seeing beyond it into other dimensions, but I do, like, it's just, yeah.
But what's happening, Tanya, is that you're having a waking up of your perception. So if you
okay.
can bear it, don't... I mean, I've done this work for a long time, but all my waking up was very strange, and some of it was very scary because you don't know if you're losing it or what, and you can't really talk to most people about it.
There's nobody I can talk about this kind of stuff.
So we'll just talk on global radio. Who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But people listening to this show can handle it. But in any case,
yeah.
What I see is that you're awakening, and awakening is an infinite process, okay? And you're seeing just the beginnings of what you're... You're going to perceive dimensions. How's that?
Yeah.
And you're just awakening your senses to be able to handle that. So it doesn't usually pop through in a second. I meet people periodically who say it did, but that sure didn't work for me. And for you, it looks like it's just going to keep unfolding. So you bear with the weirdness now, and it will get a little weirder, but a little more explainable.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're just en route, honey. You
yes.
have tremendous
well,
support.
I went to Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was suicidal before I went in September, and I came back a brand new person full of life and all these, like, just amazing things, like, every day. Like, I can, it's just, yeah, it's been quite amazing what's been going on in my life, that's for sure.
Is that right? And did you sit in the vortexes?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is that what evoked your awakening?
I was in a breath and sound because I went on a 1-week spiritual retreat.
Okay.
And something happened during that session, and I didn't realize it until I came home and then went to sleep and then woke up in my apartment and literally did not know who I was, and I was looking in my apartment for Tanya.
Oh,
it was so dramatic, and I had a channeling done. And she's like, whoa, no wonder, you know, you feel like you're walking. Basically, how she explained it to me is what had happened in Arizona, that what I went through overnight was basically what took her 7 years of hard work to accomplish, only it was just given to me and there was no residuals left.
Wow.
It's like every little bit of hurt that I've felt and traumatic experiences I've had in my first 36 years of my life have been completely taken away. There's not one little itty bit of hurt left. And
wow.
Yeah, it was quite dramatic. Like, you know, I'm like stuck in this state of bliss and I love it. Like, I love feeling like this, but it's like, I feel like I can't even share what I'm going through with people because they won't understand.
And you don't want to share in the wrong areas because if you get the judgment, you get pulled down. It's really...
My best friend called mental health on me.
Really?
They came here to check on me because they said, she called because she thought I was suicidal, depressed, psychotic, and possibly schizophrenic. And I go, that was me, you know, suicidal maybe, you know, last year, but I'm nothing but happy, but I've changed everything in my environment. I don't have TVs in the house anymore. I bought $1,000 worth of books she's never seen me read before. So I guess in her mind, me not being, you know, interested in what's going on in Hollywood.
Well, are you working?
That I'm, you know, schizophrenic or something.
Are you working?
So, yeah, I'm learning to, I really do have to be careful who I share it with because now, yeah, she's not my friend at all anymore. But because she just couldn't, like, she couldn't handle the changes. And it's funny because I told her 6 months ago, I'm like, you're not going to be in my life for much longer. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know because I've been intuitive all my life. Just I'm not at a point where I can ask for things and they come to me. It just sort of comes to me when it comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm not going anywhere. What are you talking about? And I'm like, well, I don't know how it's all going down, but you're not going to be in my life. And this was someone I thought we'd be growing old together. And yeah.
Now you can't, you know, when you start breaking out, it's really interesting. You cannot hang around in the old consciousness. It'll kill it. It'll just thwart everything you're trying to do. Are you working, Tanya?
I'm on disability. I had a dirt bike accident in June of 2007, which has left me, they told me, permanently disabled. But I know that it's just a matter of time. And that's what really brought on my depression and suicidalness because I'm a very active person and it's my legs. So I've been, you know, not being able to live a life like I've wanted to.
But honey,
so
I'll tell you something.
Ever since.
And the life you're going to live is so magical that.
Oh, you got that right. Because after that accident, when I was in bed for 2 months straight, not able to move. And I even said to my friend, I'm like, you know what? I don't know what, I just know something really, really good is going to come from this. And it took a year and a half of me being struggling and every ugly thing ever lived in, you know, in my life came to the surface. And then I went on the retreat in hopes that I can, you know, save myself. I wasn't spiritual. I didn't even believe in God. I wouldn't even say the word God before I went there. And what a difference. Like,
a story.
Brand new person. And I just feel amazing with or without, you know, whether my leg heals or not, I know there's this amazing life that's there waiting for me.
Well, bless your heart. I'm so glad you called in. And you're Canadian, eh?
I am, yes.
Great. Where are you from?
Hope, British Columbia.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm from British Columbia initially, so.
Oh, well, wow. What part?
Vancouver, but I've lived around British Columbia, Prince George. But I won't talk about that on the air, but I really appreciate your call, Tanya, and I just send you light, and I'm excited because you're going to be perceiving beyond your wildest dream.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
it
your
journey.
It just
helps me. Like, I know I'm not crazy, but it just helps to know that, just to hear it from other people that, you know, validate it rather than fear it.
I think it's very wonderful, but it's hard, but it's nice to know when you have a big collision with life like that, that what comes out of it is new consciousness.
Yeah.
So keep being more and more conscious. Be activated. Be the activator that you are.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I, you know, because, well, and I know the reason for this accident was for me
to wake
awaken
up
and give me the time that I need, because there's no way that I could go through what I'm going through and then try and live a normal life outside my apartment here.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time. I'm just going through too many transformations at once.
I'm so excited for you. Bless your heart.
Thank
hope you've
so
seen
much.
The movie The Peaceful Warrior, and if you haven't, please get it.
I will. Isn't there a book also?
Yep. It's a wonderful book, but the movie's pretty good.
Okay, absolutely. I will go out and see that.
Yeah, I think it's a really, well, you have to rent it. I don't think you can go and see it in the theater.
Yeah, I'll rent it, yeah.
But right. I'll have to go here, Tanya, but thank you so much for your call. Call again.
Thank you, Veronica.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So there's an interesting story of someone who had to get broken in order to be activated. Sometimes we're like eggs, aren't we? We have to get smashed. Now, what we're going to do, thank you, Bob. Bob's such a precious sidekick here. More than that, he's a motivator of all kinds of things. But anyway, we have had a subscription on Live 365, but we didn't do it before. So now we've got Live365.com, Conscious Energy Radio. We're now going to have running on there all of the past shows, all of our old shows, Paradigm Shifters and Radiance by Design. And it's just beginning to be set up right now. Oh, they're up? They're up, but there's nothing around them, so you just get potluck right now, right? Show after show after show, running probably in the order that we created them. And soon, if I take the time, I'm going to drop a little blurb between the shows, but we haven't done that yet. The other thing is Glastonbury Radio in the UK is also running Paradigm Shifters. So that's pretty exciting for us. Paradigm Shifters today, I have a woman named Cal Ori, and that's not making fun of the word calorie, because she said everybody jokes about that part of her name. But anyway, she is a sensor of earthquakes. She knows when earthquakes are coming, and isn't that the weirdest thing? The other thing she's done is written books on the healing power of vinegar and of olive oil, and the one that's coming out of the mill pretty soon is on chocolate. And I'm kind of mesmerized by this because she's talking about how she senses earthquakes, and of course people thought she was crazy. But it's very interesting. We're talking about Radiance by Design, but that ability to feel and sense what's going on the earth and in the universe is something that is some people have it much more clearly than others, and it's really going to be valuable to talk to her about what she's got going and how she perceives, and also what value is it in knowing when there's an earthquake coming. She has a lot of interesting things to say. But I also was teasing her and saying, well, there's a link between the fact that you're so sensitive about, for example, vinegar and olive oil and different foods, because she really is, and her ability to relate to the earth in such a way as to get the frequencies right for earthquakes and any other big changes going on. So if you can, listen at 5 o'clock for Cal Ori. I think that's her website is www.calorey.com. And she's a real interesting soul, so join me for Paradigm Shifters. Now, some of you want to have a session with me, and I love that part. Or if you also have suggestions about the shows, either Radiance by Design or Paradigm Shifters, please email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And remember also, I'm on with Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Jackie's show called ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness is a delightful and sometimes challenging show where her wonderful channeled team, talk about the team in the healing room, the Galactic Healing Center. Her team is truly galactic, made up of beings of consciousness, whether they're ETs or ascended beings. There's this huge collective. And I get to interview them and listen to Jackie as well, who's very much a healer and a character in her own right. So tune in at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to the show and for all your wonderful calls. And for learning to work more and more with the unseen, because I really feel as we make this quantum leap at this time in the collective, in history, our use of our rapport with the unseen is crucial. In fact, there's an article I was talking about by a fellow named Correos, I think, and he was talking about the 2012 thing, and he said we're entering an era, and instead of it being air, earth, water, and fire, he said the major element is going to be ether. And so getting into the etheric is pretty crucial because apparently that's where we're going to do our work. So thank you again for calling in, for listening in, and for just being out there and passing on love. So let's all take a deep breath and pass on love all over the planet. See you at 5 o'clock or next week.